Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
A lot of talk about the education curriculum. The ACDP are very unhappy about what has been proposed, and they have taken up the cause. Joining us on the line this morning is Furlon Christians. He is a member of the Christian Democratic Party. In fact, he is a member of the African Christian Democratic Party, provincial leader of the party in the Western Cape, and a member of the Western Cape Provincial Parliament. He's joining us on the line to talk about their objection. A very, very good morning. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and thank you for the opportunity.
A great pleasure. So first of all, let's just start off with what the proposal is that you are objecting to.
Yes, so we are objecting to quite a number of things in the policy is called the Sexual Orientation and Gender Identification Policy. And we are opposed to, the first thing that we are opposed to is where the policy gives the authority to principals. The principals can, when a child comes to a principal and says, I'm unsure about my gender identity, this principal, without the consent of the parent, can refer this child to a social worker, a psychologist, or to an organization for counseling and any assistance. So, first, that is a major problem because
right,
here
of course. The parent loses the authority taken away from the parent.
100%.
Yes. So the parent loses control over the situation completely.
Correct. Yes. Right. And then, now the policy then also goes further where the policy gives the right now for the schools. A lot of rights are given to the schools now to decide on allowing unisex toilets. So where there is no unisex toilet, then the school can decide, listen, the person feels, I feel like a female, I'm a male, but I feel like a female, so I cannot use facilities, bathroom facilities of how I feel. And that, to me, now it means that the opposite gender can use the changing rooms, the bathrooms, what they feel most comfortable with. How are they going to manage that? Today I feel like a female, tomorrow I feel like a male. So how I feel, I can use change rooms and bathroom facilities as I feel fit. So that is a no-no. We've seen internationally, in the UK especially, it's not a good situation. Mm-hmm. And another big problem that we have with the policy is also this calling first name. If I feel comfortable with a different first name, then I must be respected calling by that name. So today I can be Furlon, and tomorrow I can be Farida. Then I must be called by that name. And educators and school staff and fellow learners must respect me with that name. So this policy is, in essence, it's not a good policy. We oppose to it. And also, when it comes to the dress code is ridiculous. And so students can now wear the policy of the men, and schools allow learners to dress in whatever uniform matches their gender identification or expression. So you can see this policy is not good for the Western people. Any province in this country is going to bring a lot of confusion. And we cannot support these policies.
Yeah, it's almost gone from one extreme to the other, because whereas there obviously might be situations where a kid is going through a particularly difficult time and has issues around this area in this regard, it isn't the majority of kids, which means it's a very, very limited number of kids that are dealing with this. Why would the department have gone and created this blanket ruling that just really allows for chaos rather than dealing with something on a very specific case by case basis?
Yeah, look, we like exactly what you say. We say it's a minute problem, and let's deal with it. And we want these children to be counseled, parents to be called in, and all of that. But the department, the Western Cape Education Department, is saying this now creates a safe space to those LGBT, and they specifically says the LGBTQ learners, it's a safe space. This is not a safe space, because I must not be concerned when my daughter, and I see a daughter or boys go on excursions, because all the, if you look at everything, is to push this agenda. And I believe that when parents are included, when there are problems, or when counseling is given, this can be dealt with exactly as you say, on a case-to-case basis, and we must support them, assist them, but don't force down a policy on the children. And you and I will think, a lot of these children will go against their religious upbringing, and that will be a major, major problem. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. Let's deal with this on a case-to-case basis, and don't force a policy upon a community or causes extra pressure on our learners.
Right. So to some extent, what it's doing is with the approach of creating a safe space, it's in fact ironically creating unsafe spaces for other kids potentially, and for parents, because what it's doing as well is, as you've pointed out, is removing that decision from the parents. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there, and a very interesting conversation. I'd love people to weigh in on it. What is your feeling around that? Do you agree with the objections of the ACDP, or do you agree rather with the policy of the Department of Education?